The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew. When Jesus saw the crowds, he went up the mountain, and after he had sat down, his disciples came to him, and he began to teach them, saying, "Blessed are the poor in spirit, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Blessed are they who mourn, for they will be comforted. Blessed are the meek, for they will inherit the land. Blessed are they who hunger and thirst for righteousness, for they will be satisfied. Blessed are the merciful, for they will be shown mercy. Blessed are the clean of heart, for they will see God. Blessed are the peacemakers, for they will be called children of God. Blessed are you who are persecuted for the sake of righteousness, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. And blessed are you when they insult you and persecute you and utter every kind of evil against you falsely because of me. Rejoice and be glad, for your reward will be great in heaven." The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
Many thanks to Father Jake, my brother priest here in the Diocese of Davenport. I'm Father P.J. McManus. I'm Marty's nephew, and I am the parish priest at Christ the King in Des Moines. So if you have reason to go to the airport, wave at the steeple. That's me. The rosary priest, the great Father Peyton, used to say that there were few problems in the world that couldn't be solved with an Our Father, a Hail Mary, a Glory Be, and a strong cup of tea. I was reminded of that as Nick led us in the prayers there before we came in. I think Marty would agree. Aunt Marcella, she asked me to stop calling her that years ago. I never quite got it, Father. Aunt Marcella was a woman of strong and clear opinions and was not usually slow to share them. But somehow she had a way of being direct, sometimes even hard, with love. One of my favorite memories, we all have memories of Marty, of course, doing somersaults and cartwheels in the living room just to show she still could, shouting at ball games, plenty of that. There were words that were somehow okay at ball games and not okay anyplace else. I never totally understood that. But my favorite memories of Marty were at the kitchen table on that back patio with a cup of, frankly, weak coffee, but the best cookies ever. Nellie and Marty can argue over that now in heaven. I remember sitting on that back patio, having a cup of coffee. I was in the Dominicans for many years, and she'd been at something. I don't think it was my ordination, but it was the first time she'd been at something with all the Dominicans. And I was driving back from Chicago to Des Moines, and I stopped in Davenport to see her. And we're on that back patio, and she says to me, "I don't think that's going to work." I said, "What do you mean?" "Them priests, you're not enough like them. It's not going to work." She had some specific reasons. Family can probably figure that out. Well, anyhow, fast forward 8, 9, 10 years, I don't know, didn't work. I had to come back to Des Moines with my tail between my legs, and I had to drive through Davenport to do it. And I found myself on that back patio. And we sat down, a cup of coffee, and she said, "So, you have anything to say to me?" "Love you, Marty." "Don't call me Marty." Those of you that were here last night could see more clearly, also this morning, it's true. That beautiful statue, that broken statue, that battered statue of the Blessed Mother with which she's being laid to rest. I asked Marianne, Ray, Dave, and Mike, Joe, Kathleen last night their memories of the statue, because I can remember where it was when I was around. Of course, I wasn't here all the time, probably even as much as I should be. And of course, nobody can agree on how many times David broke the statue. But to be perfectly honest, I feel like that statue is the best icon I've ever seen of the kind of faith that Marcella has passed on to us and that this family has forged, I know, in me, and I pray God in the rest of you. It was once a reasonably beautiful statue, but it couldn't have been too pretty because it was a wedding gift from the parish priest. Boys, you know what you can afford to give out. But I'm sure in its day it was pretty enough. And I'm sure, knowing Marcella, she was careful, and every Saturday morning it got dusted off so that it never got too dirty. But over the years it wore, grew tired, got knocked around, sometimes beat up, a couple times the head busted off. And yet somehow, always, put back together. It wasn't pretty in the way that it once was, but it was real, authentic, lived in, like a pair of old shoes or your favorite t-shirt. It might not be great to show the company, but you probably shouldn't try and live without it. Sometimes I think we frame the Beatitudes like that, like they're some sort of pristine example or a job description for the Christian. But if you read these, I think everybody who fits the job description winds up a little knocked around. Some days worse for the wear, dogged and tired in the face, and yet persevering right to the end, turning cartwheels in the living room in their old age. Blessed are the poor in spirit. Sometimes, poor in the pocketbook too. Blessed are the merciful. You know, the only one who can be merciful is the one who's been hurt. Think about that. Blessed are they who mourn. And has Marty stopped mourning since Jimmy went home? Blessed are the meek. She struggled with that one, but I saw it on occasion. Expect you did too. Blessed are they who hunger and thirst for righteousness. You know, when she was at her most dogged, her most angry, especially at people dressed like us, it was out of a sense of justice. Even if she was wrong, it was out of a sense of justice and integrity. Blessed are the merciful. Blessed are the clean of heart. Blessed the peacemakers. Blessed are they persecuted for the sake of righteousness. Blessed are you when they insult you and persecute you and utter every kind of evil against you falsely because of me. No one gets it perfect, but we ought at least to get it. Marty would jump up out of her coffin now and scold me if I tried to canonize her, so don't get the wrong idea. And she'd be madder than anything if I deprived her of prayers that are due. So gang, get out your beads. But she got it good enough to give it to me. Hope she did you too.